This morning, as I was walking upstairs, my mind suddenly went bright and clear for a brief time. Was this a glimpse of Nibbana? And if so, where do I catch the express train? So there's the mind being suddenly bright and clear for a brief time. So that recognition that the mind can be bright and clear is a real motivation, because that's that sense, I mean, probably that feeling of, that's why if so, where do I catch the express train? There's a feeling of kind of exhilaration of, oh, this is possible. This is not just, some theory or something that happened to somebody who died 2,500 years ago. This is the possibility of the human mind, human heart. So, but in terms of a glimpse of Nibbana is you have to test that over and over and over, really, just to recognize. Okay, just the is the mind really transformed? And that's what it's really going to. Which then you have to pay attention, because we get very attached to those ideas and create a sense of self around it, which is a problem, and ends up precluding a deeper realization. So one takes these experiences and hold them lightly, hold them skillfully, but recognizing that this can encourage and nurture one's motivation and commitment to practice, to training, in a really skillful way through those experiences. It's very important.